Both the House and Senate passed what Dan Kohler from Wisconsin Environment calls good energy bills. His group is pushing for a stronger compromise version. One example is a renewable energy mandate of 15% by the year 2020. Congressman Tom Petri thinks states should set the targets. He voted against the federal measure. Kohler's group is trying to get the Republican from northeastern Wisconsin to change his mind.
There's tremendous potential for wind energy up in that district. In fact, there are new wind projects going in the Fond du Lac area.
An executive with EcoEnergy, Wes Slaymaker, says Wisconsin is not as windy as, say, Iowa or Minnesota, but the energy that's derived from turbines in the Badger State still makes it economically feasible.
There certainly is both the desire and the will to build wind projects in the state.
Wisconsin's renewable energy goal is 10% within 8 years. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton says new manufacturing methods play a role in reducing use of fossil fuel. As an example, she points to a paper mill in the northwestern part of the state.
The Flambeau River Papers is soon going to become the first paper mill in North America to generate its own energy from cellulosic ethanol that it creates from its own paper pulp.
The paper mill used to rely on natural gas. By using biomass instead, the company says it will have achieved energy independence. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.